So, awakening to the way things are, refuge in Buddha, that which is awake. So this isn't a judgment of the way things are, it's just knowing. And then Samir used to start retreats by saying, the past is a memory, future is unknown, now is the known. So knowing not in terms of ideas, but in terms of this moment just as it is. Moods of the mind, where the body feels, the environment, all of that is just this way. So that's what we mean by refuge in Buddha. And refuge in Dharma is the way it is now is changing. Emotions, the sounds, changing according to causes and conditions. And that kind of knowing of Dharma is refuge in Dharma. And then refuge in Sangha is living this life of mindfulness and integrity, doing practice and being responsible and so on. And oftentimes our sense of awareness is unfortunately infected by aversion or desire, trying to get something, trying to get rid of something. So a sense of affection is very helpful. So the practices of goodwill are designed, meant to bring up a sense of affection. So if we just start with the practice of metta, and then make that the way we observe life or witness in life. So bring to mind someone when you visualize them or you imagine them, it's easy to feel a sense of affection. Now don't get caught up in discursive thinking, don't think about them. Bring up their image, name them. On the in-breath, using that image, bring it into your heart, literally into the physical center of your heart, in the middle of the chest. So in-breath, and an out-breath, may you be well. So you cultivate a sense of affection towards the person first. Use the length of the in-breath as the way of calming the mind, and then the image, the relation to this person, opening the heart. You can use their name. They hold the name, the image, for the whole in-breath. And the attention is at the center of the chest. And the out-breath is like a giving, may you be well. Then introduce another person, same way. We kind of kindle that feeling. So, someone in your family, friend. You have to be quite active in visualizing or imaging, naming. And as you do this, you start to get a sense for the the mood of affection, type of mindset. And then you can let go of the image of people and regard your own body with this kind of affectionate attention. And then you can look, kind of feel your posture with affectionate attention. Feel discomfort with affectionate attention. And then no any kind of negative emotion like annoyance. So there's a sense of being annoyed. Regard that with affection and attention. So that the awareness is conjoined with the heart rather than just a head trip of analysis or an attempt to become something or get rid of something. This affection isn't like a demand that this moment be different. It's an acceptance of this moment just as it is. And then from that, you can certainly make efforts to calm the mind, energize. So you train the mind, but it doesn't come from greed or aversion. It comes from the heart.